Howdy to you all. This is a very special episode of KI Köpfe, which literally translates to something like AI Minds, but German version with umlauts for credibility. And today we're doing something special. We are recording here live in Austin at South By. I'm Paul Elvers. I'm head of AI at the Funke Mediengruppe and also the podcast host of KI Köpfe. And on this panel, we have two fantastic guests here. We have two perspectives and we have one question. Where does Germany stand on AI? So please welcome our guests for today. Robert Heinrich, you head the AI and Data Division at Germany's new Ministry for Digital Affairs. So you're basically writing the rule book for how to work with AI in Germany. And Flora Geske, you founded Zoom AI, one of the first GovTech startups bringing AI into public administration. So you basically play by those rules, right? Let's kick things off. What brought you both to Austin? Flora, maybe let's start with you.
So I think this is a great place to get inspiration and to really see how the future will look like. When I got here this morning to German House, I sat in a Waymo car that was basically driven by nobody, a robot car. And it really struck me how we are living in the future here in Austin. We can experience the future. We can get inspiration of how we want to design that future by playing by the rules in Germany and how it's going to look like for us back at home.
Judging by your hat, it's not the first time you've been to Austin, right?
Absolutely. It's my first podcast with a cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
Nice.
But it's not my first time to Austin. I love to come here every year.
It's also the first time that we have a guest wearing cowboy boots in the podcast. So yeah, great to have you. Robert, what about you? First time in Austin?
First time, yeah.
First time. So let's kick things off, Robert, in terms of like the topic that we want to discuss today. So you work at the BMDS, so that's a new ministry in Germany. And what's the concrete mission of your division on AI policy, and what's different from what the economics ministry was doing before?
Well, first of all, AI is such a big challenge. It's too big for just one ministry. There are aspects in almost any of the ministries of the German government. At the same time, there need to be one coordinating hub, and that is us, that's the BMDS, so we have all perspectives in view. AI adoption, AI regulation, AI funding, AI literacy, and so on. When it comes to our own specific responsibilities, we are responsible for the regulation, the AI Act, the implementation of the AI Act. We are also responsible for the data center strategy of the German government, and we are responsible for bringing AI into the public administration. We will probably talk about this later.
Yeah, let's just pause here for a moment and dive into it. So the EU AI Act is something very specific to Europe in terms of regulation of AI, and it. Some of it already is in effect, but most of it will be in effect then in August this year. How do you prepare companies for this new regulation in Germany?
We try to make the AI Act for the German enterprises as easy as possible. So we have also agreed in our coalition agreement to make no gold plating, but to implement the AI Act as simple for the enterprises as possible. And this is what we're doing. We have decided to base on the existing and proven market surveillance structures which exists in Germany for a long time. That means, for example, if a machine from an industrial player is getting AI, they will be their partners in government will be the regulation body which is already responsible for machinery regulation, okay. Which is very important that an enterprise always knows we have just one a spot in government which is responsible for us and not two or three.
So basically you're trying to like introduce the regulation without creating too much friction for the companies.
Exactly. Simple for the enterprises. On the front end, if you want to say, that makes a very complex governance structure in the back end, but this is our problem, mm-hmm. and we don't want this to get the problem of the companies.
All right. And just 3 days ago, you announced a new initiative from your ministry, the Agentic AI Hub. What exactly is that?
The Agentic AI Hub is kind of an interface between government and startups when it comes to AI solutions for governmental processes, a kind of a virtual engine room where bureaucratic problems are addressed to startups, and the startups find technical solutions for this. For example, for application processes. Application processes, for example, for allowances in Germany can be very complex, both for the government side and also for the applicant. And AI can help to make this much simpler for both sides.
I see. Flora, I saw today when doing research for the Agentic AI Hub that you and your company are part of this program. How did you get into this?
Basically with an application.
Okay.
But I think it takes a lot of work behind the scenes. My company has been around for more than 4 years working with AI and the government. And we've really tried to find use cases, and we've succeeded in doing so, that showcase that even though we are at the beginning of government modernization, as it says in the title of your ministry, there are already cases with AI that can work and that really bring a lot of benefit to the employees of the government. And by showcasing this, we were able to get in. And that is really cool because there were, I think, between 300 and 400 applications for this alone from startups, which also shows that this initiative has gotten lots of visibility, which is for the first time really, really cool that such a broad audience knows about this and has applied.
So that's like a few hundred, couple of hundred applications and just a dozen startups roughly got in, right? Yeah, so congratulations to that. But perhaps one follow-up question. What do you think? Like, I think your company was already prepared to basically deliver solutions that can help streamline the processes in the public sector. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about your company and what kind of approach you take.
Yes, absolutely. So when we started out, we first developed a solution that basically helps to turn public administrative language, very complicated, very hard to understand, into easy language that is accessible for people who have difficulties to understand. For example, people with cognitive disabilities or with not so high reading competencies. And then we actually saw how well this works, more than 100 municipalities using this, and we decided to find out what else we can do with AI, because there's so much work to do in modernizing the government that we thought there must be a lot more. So we asked 100 of the digitization officers of German municipalities what they think are the most inefficient processes that they would like to digitize. And 97 of them said, well, we don't know because we don't know our processes. Mm-hmm. So we said, okay, looking at our experiences from the private sector, how can you digitize in a broad way, in a sustainable way, if you don't know the processes right now, if you have not documented the status quo? So we decided then to use AI to help municipalities document their processes in the first place in an efficient way, just by speaking into our software and then creating the process models so that they can then optimize them, again with the help of AI, analyze them, and in the end, digitize and automate them.
Okay, I see. So instead of like trying directly to solve the problems, your approach is to take a step back, analyze the big picture, find out what the processes look like, and then try to automate them, right?
Yes, and really follow the startup playbook approach of asking people, where are you at right now? What is the stage that you're currently in? And what are the problems that we can help to solve, rather than just walking around with the technology and us having the idea of what to apply it to?
Yeah, awesome. I think that's a very, very important topic to basically help improve the processes that we have in Germany and make them more efficient. So let's take things to a little bit more. So we've been discussing on a very abstract level now what you're doing. Maybe let's make this a little bit more concrete and talk about how this would look like for a municipality, and how do you like help solve the problems there? Like, and what are the problems that you're faced when you talk to people that are working there in these offices?
Yes, so right now what most of them do is they've understood that they need to document the processes right now in order to then analyze them and make them more efficient. They are doing it manually. So think about a small municipality, small to medium size. They have 3,000 processes that are going on every day when a citizen comes and wants to apply, for example, for allowances. And they need to document all of those manually. Some of them have projects of up to 10 years that they need to perform in order to do this manually. So with our software, they can do it a lot faster, and they can use our software to organize and then also optimize the processes. And in the end, that is our vision. Our process models will also be able to help them to automatically then perform municipal processes.
Right. Robert, maybe you can add on what the other startups look like that are now part of the Agentic AI Hub, and what is your like broader mission with the initiative?
Let me start with a broader mission. I think that government processes are made for AI because they are regular. There are a few exemptions, and they're regular going on and on and on. And that's a fantastic opportunity to use AI. I cannot sum up all 18 projects here, but let me maybe highlight two, which I read on the from our kickback workshop on Monday. The first one is there are so many meetings in governments, and there is now one project which wants to develop an application for protocols. You record the meeting, and then you have an automatic protocol with the results, which is a great thing. It will save a lot of time for government officials who used to be responsible to write them. First thing. Second thing is I talked about allowances already. Let me take the example of the housing allowance. Housing allowance is a specific social welfare instrument in Germany, and it's very complicated, both for the applicant, but also for the government. And there is another project on this, and I'm really looking forward to it, how it develops, to simplify the processes and to make AI part of the process of a housing allowance. That means scanning the applications for missing documents, for example, giving automatic, agentic feedback. There is something missing. Hey, you have to send this and that, and so on. So this is the second example, which I'm really looking forward to see the result.
Awesome. Let's switch to the... So because I think you are in a dual role. Basically, we are talking now about how can we make our governmental processes more efficient. And then you also have the role of like bringing the EU AI Act into effect. And we've briefly touched upon this. Maybe we can get back to this as well, because I think it's also very interesting to talk about that. Maybe let's start with you, Flora, from your side. So you're one of the startups, as every startup in Germany, who is now facing to comply with these regulations. What is your overall impression on the EU AI Act?
I think my overall impression on regulation in general is that it is super important that we are fast with setting rules that help us apply technology in a way that is good for our society. I think people criticizing regulation because it's bad for business, I get the perspective, but I think as a human being, every one of us should be very interested in having regulation. I think the best way to deal with it as a business is to really look for use cases that can be made reality right now. So this is what we have done with both products. When we started out with our easy language application of AI, we basically worked with texts that are published on websites. So basically public data. So nobody could say, oh, you're processing data that is classified. It was just there on the website anyways. So it was very easy to implement this use case. Now that we are working with municipal processes, it's the same thing. Basically, there's law written down where everyone can see how these processes should work. So I think you really have to think about the use case design and then playing by the rules that we set rather than criticizing regulation.
Would you think that maybe sometimes you could be faster if there weren't any regulations? Is this something that you think of?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we could be faster. We could also save money if we didn't have to get certifications. But again, as a human, I believe that they're important, so I don't want to criticize that.
Robert, what's your take on this?
Well, first of all, I agree that AI is a technology which cannot be unregulated, because it comes with tremendous opportunities, but also with some considerable risks. Just recommend to read the latest AI safety report of Joshua Benjo, where all the risks are written down: losing control, algorithmic discrimination, misuse, so on. So there needs to be a regulation. But at the other hand, this regulation has to be as lean and as clear as possible. And especially for startups, it has to be lean. Only big companies can deal with complex regulation. This is why we achieved in the so-called digital omnibus, which is a project which is going on in Brussels at the moment to improve the AI Act. And one of the things we already achieved there as German government is that there has been exemptions from this very challenging regulations for small and medium companies, which is important because, as I said, only big corporations can deal with very complex regulation, and the small companies are the ones who suffer most of it.
What would you tell critics who say, while we regulate, the US and China are already building the next generation of AI?
Pardon?
What would you tell critics who say, like, we don't need this regulation, and we look at other players in the global market who are already building the next generation of AI, like in the US or China? Like, isn't this hindering us from being competitive on a global scale?
I'm convinced that if we do it right, the European regulation will be, on the long run, a competition advantage. In the US, I think there is a kind of a scattered or not unified regulation. There is regulation on the state level, for example. In California, at the moment, is working on a new regulation, but it's not a regulation over the whole US-American market. And I'm convinced that a smart regulation, which is effective in the whole European market, will be an advantage, because in the future there will be no AI without regulation. It would be impossible, because there are so many, as I said, so many risks. They need to be regulated in a way.
Flora, I think one of you already mentioned that complying with regulation is often not a problem in terms of comparing companies outside the market and inside the market. Is more about whether you're a startup and you have the capacity to basically deal with it or not deal with it when you're a startup. So what is your experience in terms of founding a startup and scaling the startup in Germany in terms of complying with this regulation? Do you think it kind of sets you behind, or is your experience more or less that everybody has to play by these rules and it's a equal game, basically?
We focus very much on the German market and on solving problems that are very unique to our public sector. So we don't really experience too much competition from outside, where people would not have to play by the rules and be faster because of that. I think there's a lot of bureaucratic red tape that is not really necessary, and that makes it just slower and a bit more difficult to, for example, set up a company. But I already know that there's a lot of work going on to make it faster to set up a company and to make it easier. So I think we are on the right track. We just have to focus on setting rules in an efficient and easy way, and not discriminating too much small businesses compared to big, especially big tech, with lots of very, very deep pockets to spend on lobbying and to spend on getting certifications faster.
Since you're here in Austin and we're surrounded by American tech optimism, what is your feeling when you see this? Are you envious, or do you think that's perhaps also downsides and you're pretty happy with the spot where you are?
I'm an optimist in general.
Okay.
And I think especially the technology of AI is a big, big chance for us with the public sector to just move ahead very fast and to use the advantages to become an efficient and sustainable government that will keep on operating in the future. By 2030, 1 million workers in the public sector will be missing. So we are basically steering in the direction of failure if we don't leverage technology to become efficient, but to do it in an emphatic and in a sustainable way, and not just be too fast because everyone else is moving fast without regulation. I think we are on a very good track here, and we are leveraging opportunity, especially with initiatives like the Agentic AI Hub that is done very, very well by your ministry.
Robert, what are your expectations for where this Agentic AI Hub is heading?
Well, as Flora said, there is a pilot phase now for 3 months, and after that we have some exciting applications, which that's the plan, hopefully will be scaled. We have thousands of municipalities in Germany, and they all have the same problems, more or less. So I hope that these projects will be kind of a kickoff for scaling applications all over German municipalities, state administrations, federal level.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps this could also be something that could inspire others to basically transform their governmental processes in the future?
Yes. The ministry I'm working for is responsible for the whole digitalization of the German government, from the federal level over the state level to the municipal level. And I hope that this Agentic AI Hub initiative is a kind of a kickoff to finally get the job done which German governments should have done in the last decade, to be honest, to have a set of tools. We call it the Deutschland Stack, which follows the same standards, has intelligent APIs to be interoperable, and have solutions which can be suitable for all levels of government at the end, so that not as in the past was unfortunately the case, every municipality developed its own solution.
Mm-hmm. So maybe to kind of wrap things up already, since we're already running out of time, short question to both of you. If we would stand here next year and meet again and talk about the topics that we talked about today, what needs to happen that both of you would say we're on the right track? Maybe Flora, you want to go first?
I want to answer this very specifically in terms of the Agentic AI Hub. Mm-hmm. This has been so successful from my perspective because there is co-financing for the municipalities to actually try out AI solutions and not having to pay out of their own pocket, which is really tight. So there were, I believe, 200 municipalities that applied to be part of these projects. And I think the main reason is because there was financial support. I would hope that in order to scale it, we sit here next year and this is scaled to 11,000 municipalities in Germany. So every one of those can use AI to leverage this opportunity of becoming more efficient and providing great service to the citizens. And I think one of the main factors is that co-financing from the federal level continues. And I really, really hope that this happens. And yeah, we sit here and we see scalable AI solutions throughout the entire public sector in Germany.
Appreciate your optimism. Robert, what's your take?
In one year, we will have successfully implemented the AI Act, not hindering innovation, but making AI safe, first thing. Second thing, Germany has successfully applied for at least one of the AI gigafactories the EU is calling at the moment. And we have tremendously accelerated the AI compute capacity in Germany in general. Third thing, maybe Europe, Germany, maybe together with France and other country, is working successfully on an own EU frontier AI model with excellent scientists collaborating together to have the capability not only invent those smart applications we have seen in these days, but also on the foundational model side, have own sovereign capacities and not depend on other continents.
Yeah, I love that. Let's hope to come back next year and see these things happening. Robert Heinrich from BMDS and Flora Geske from Summa AI, thank you for this conversation. Really appreciate it. This was KI Köpfe live from Austin. Thank you all for listening and see you in the next episode. Thank you.